About 26 million Americans actually have diabetes. And what's even more prevalent is that 79 million Americans are diagnosed with pre-diabetes. So one of our programs that we have at the YMCA is the Diabetes Prevention Program. And what it is a healthy lifestyle behavior change program. And what the two goals of the program are is to accumulate 150 minutes of physical activity throughout the week.
Okay.
And then the other goal is to lose 7% of your body weight. And so it's a year-long program. What we do is we meet up with the participants, our core group, for 16 core sessions, excuse me. And what it is we meet up once a week for an hour for the first 16 weeks, and we talk about fat gram goals and different lifestyle changes that we would be able to implement. And then the next months after, or I believe it would be 8 months after, we just meet up once per month for a maintenance session.
You know, it's interesting you talk about those two goals, and on their face they sound like they would be, if you were logical about it, relatively easy to do, but they're probably harder than it is, especially with getting the 150 minutes, and that's where working as a group comes in, doesn't it?
Yeah, working with a group, but then also making sure that the individual starts taking responsibility
and
for
the support.
Having the support, but having them take ownership for their own behavior and starting to take that step back and becoming more aware and preparing for the changes that they have to do. They have to be ready to make these healthy lifestyle changes as well.
What are some of the things that in this program you try to teach people that take part in it?
It's learning about making the time and really stop making excuses to really take ownership for their own health. I mean, we are the ones that are responsible for our own health when it comes down to it. And so basically we talk about, again, fat gram goals according to everyone's weight. You're given a specific fat gram goal that you're shooting for every single day. And then we talk about, you know, it's not, you know, black or white. You can either eat this and you have to exercise this way. It's rather a program that's tailored to everyone's needs, and it's doing what works for you. It's like me being a healthy lifestyle coach, you know, I'm a facilitator for the program, but I can't control anything that anyone does. It's rather helping people find and develop goals that they want and will work within their life.
How would someone be able to get involved with this? Is there a schedule set for this program? Like, do you do it quarterly or something, or is it ongoing? How can people get involved?
We are really looking to start another class or another session starting July. We would like to start more than one. If you could call Jenna Zadunik at the YMCA, 906-227-9622. You are more than welcome to call me as well, but Jenna is the coordinator of the program. So.
Well, it sounds like an interesting program that has gotten some success that you're looking to try to get it going again. So obviously the word would be, if this is something that either is in one's family history or something that they're concerned with, do it, right?
Yes, definitely. So anyone with a parent who already has type 2 diabetes or a BMI over 30, and then it does depend on your glucose levels as well, which, you know, the majority of us have had blood work done. So, you know, if you do have any questions about that, again, those would go to Jenna.
And the number again to call?
Is 906-227-9622.
Literally a ton of things, if not more, going on at the Y, but you got a couple of key things you want to make sure people know about that are coming up, including one of the big events with the Teal Lake Triathlon I see you have there. Tell us about that real quick.
Well, the Teal Lake Triathlon is going to be on July 20th, and if you would like to register, it makes it easier for us if you do go on active.com, which is familiar for most people, but if you aren't familiar with that or you're not comfortable with that, you know, you're more than welcome to come into the Y and register for that as well, but it's out at All Qual, and again, a triathlon, so you're swimming, biking, and running, and it's super fun.
You've also got all kinds of things that, you know, there's the Live Strong effort that I know we've talked about on the program, some of the smoking cessation things. Tell us a little bit about a few of the other highlights.
So Live Strong is going to be starting the second week of June. So if you are interested, please come on in and talk to Christina Bennett or Jenna Zadunik. The Freedom from Smoking program, John Leach, one of our Freedom from Smoking facilitators, is planning on starting another class the second week of June. We also have our LiveWise program, which is a pre-staged Alzheimer's program. Mm-hmm. And so what that is it's not only a support group for the caretakers, but it's also a support group for the individuals who are going through the disease. And then we also have our prenatal exercise program, which we'll be doing that out at the West End facility. And we'll also be doing a mind-body connection program out at the West End facility.
One of the things that I find fun talking with you guys about at the Y is that you go for all age groups and all, you know, it's like, it's not just one type of group of people that you work with. You're everything from the seniors to the kids in the community.
Yeah, we're all about helping the community. I mean, not only are we for youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility, but we're here to help, you know, integrate everyone together. And it's a team process. We want a healthy community. And so if we are able to do that and provide the tools for it, I mean, we're just so grateful to see everyone work together with that.
One thing, of course, is you've got so many things here. We wouldn't have time to do all of it. If people want to find out more, what's your website and phone numbers?
We have our YMCAMQT.org, and our phone number is 906-227-9622. And if you have any questions about any of the programs that were said, again, you can either ask for Megan Hennekins, myself, or Jenna Zadunik.